This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right here, we want to play some audio from the locker room. Now, being up here at the Star is fantastic. We're able to get into the locker room, talk to a bunch of guys. God, we got a ton of off-the-record stuff. We interacted with just about everybody on the team there. We recorded a couple different interviews, but, man, one of my favorite things we did was something we did not record. We're going to get to some we did record, but that was just talking to Byron Jones.
Yeah, man, and it's so funny, too, Ben, because we've had him on the show many times before, and we've talked to him about a lot of different things, but did you get the sense? I mean, we were talking about this yesterday. Did you get the sense that maybe he was as confident as he's ever been?
Yeah.
Did it feel different to you?
Yes.
It did to me, too.
A lot of confidence.
Yeah.
And, long overdue confidence.
Yeah.
Like, he was probably scratching his head wondering, I don't understand. I had great success in college. Why aren't I having success in the pros? And I think he was just meant to be a corner.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. And I would like to give Jerry credit for an awesome answer yesterday when he was asked about Byron Jones. I feel like, you know, I was thinking about what he said and how he said it, and I was like, man, I think he hit on a lot of things, and I think it should get you even more excited about the presence of Chris Richard here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, we even talked to Cheeto about it. You'll hear some of this. We'll play our interview with Cheeto Ouzier here. But basically, teams are looking past Byron and saying, we're not even going to throw over there. We'd rather throw to Cheeto blanketing our receiver and try our luck there as opposed to throwing on Byron. And Byron's personality, he's so humble. That was incredible. Knuckle
pop there.
Sorry,
I didn't even mean to do that.
That's incredible. Byron's so humble. We're sitting there talking to Byron about how great he is and what Pro Football Focus is saying about him. He's like, yeah, it's kind of impossible not to see that stuff. He goes, but I was beat on a play. And he told us about a play he was beat on and how one of his teammates stepped up and saved him, and they didn't make the throw. But, you know, he's just really humble, and that's an awesome core characteristic for a guy.
Yeah, and what you're talking about, Ben, I love this so much for a couple of reasons. Because we're like, man, so you're just blanketing these guys and they can't even get it to him? And he was like, well, actually, this one play that I got beat on, there was a second where the quarterback had time to make the throw and he didn't make the throw. And then I watched later and I realized the safety had my back on that. And that's cool, but what I was really sitting there thinking about was, so that was the play where he wasn't covered.
One play for just a few seconds.
How awesome is that? And I want to, before we listen to Cheeto, we're all very high on Cheeto, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. I know we've gone back and forth on this. Now seeing what Byron is and seeing what Cheeto is, do you have any of the second thoughts about Jalen Ramsey and Zeke? Those guys aren't Jalen Ramsey, but those guys are really effing good.
Well, it's, you know, it's tough because I've waffled on the Zeke thing, because after a game like Zeke just had,
mm-hmm,
God, he's an MVP, right?
Right.
You can't do any of what you just did if you don't have Zeke. I worry, though, because I don't know about Zeke's lifestyle, and I don't know if you'll give Zeke a second contract. And also, as hard as you're riding Zeke here, is he going to be durable at some point? I don't know.
Fair.
And I think Ramsey, have a long-term investment. He may be a best corner in the league for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to, you're kind of splitting hairs there, right? They're both phenomenal players. I don't think I would take a running back that high.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know why they did, but I just think I'm enjoying it. Don't get me wrong. Like, I would have enjoyed them getting Earl Thomas, but I don't think it would have been smart.
Yeah.
So I guess long way of saying, I think I still would take Jalen Ramsey.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I don't have confidence that they would have even played Jalen Ramsey at cornerback.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's where I'm kind of like, well, what would Jalen Ramsey even be? Like,
he'd be an awesome safety, I'm sure.
They'd play him at strong safety.
You know,
Or maybe free, or maybe they would play him at corner. I always go back to what Zeke was for. Zeke was for a bad defense in Romo.
Yeah.
And the way they run the ball, let's win one for Romo.
And then I think Ben's sentiment of I wouldn't take a running back that high, I think that's fair and valid.
It makes a lot of sense.
I think if there is the kind of guy that I would take that high at Zeke, though, and I don't think that Hellman was off base when he said he's one of the two or three best offensive players in the NFL.
Yeah.
I just, We know what, I mean, look at the Le'Veon Bell situation. I understand the Steelers not paying him. And by the way, they offered him a decent contract. He just didn't like it.
Right.
He wanted something better.
And he'll be back. The guy who's going to be more along the lines of Le'Veon Bell is going to be Kamara. A guy that's so, because you know, Zeke is still not to this passing game what Le'Veon Bell is to the Steelers passing game.
Don't you think that's
what Kamara is?
Quarterback?
Maybe. I don't know. Coordinator, quarterback. I'm not sure.
I think if Zeke was in Pittsburgh, he'd put up Le'Veon Bell.
I don't know, though. We need to see Zeke split out more like we did last week.
We just haven't seen it.
We haven't seen it.
I'd like to remind you, I know I go to this all the time. Urban Meyer said he's the most complete football player he's ever seen. That means catching, passing, blocking, name it.
He's not used in a way they use. I mean, they use Le'Veon Bell like, hey, we're going for two. Go right. Play wide receiver. Have you got Antonio Brown on the other side?
Yeah. Right. He's awesome, dude. I don't even want to think about a world where Zeke's not a Cowboy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's such a beast. But we're splitting hairs there. Those are the elite superstars of the league, and that's what you want to be talking about with a top five pick.
Right.
All right, but Chido Uzue has been phenomenal. For as much love as Byron Jones is getting, Cheeto's got guys blanketed. I mean, he's doing a phenomenal job. Still, they're completing passes somehow. So we kind of started there with Chido. We got into this pretty quickly when we bumped into Chido Uzue in the Cowboys locker room today. We're here with Chido Uzue, and we were just kind of talking. Dude, you've got guys blanketed, perfect coverage, and they're still throwing the ball at you. And occasionally those balls are slipping through, but you can't find any fault in the coverage. I mean, are we looking at this right?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. You know, it's real tough. You know, we're in the league where you could be in the right position, right time, right everything, but, you know, receivers still can make contested catches. So then the key is just trying to find a way, you know, keep finding a way, watch the film, figure out one little thing I could do better, and hopefully the ball's not coming to my hands.
As we're sitting here talking about this, I'm thinking about, obviously, if the defensive line can get to the quarterback a little bit faster, it helps you. So we go to the age-old question, what's more important, the secondary or the defensive line coming from a cornerback?
You know, it's an age-old question for a reason, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely think it's tied together. You know, it's definitely tied together. Them guys going back there fast, we know the ball's coming out quick, we can drive on things quicker. If we're covering good and the quarterback gets discouraged and he has to start looking, you know, around, he's not going to have that much time because the D-line's coming now. So I think it's definitely tied together.
Dude, you and Byron are both playing so incredibly well. They're not even throwing at Byron. And, like, they're choosing to throw to you with blanket coverage.
Yeah.
When's the last time you felt like quarterbacks were targeting you? Has that ever happened?
Never happened. It's never happened. I'm getting used to it, though. I mean, this corner in the NFL. You know, you want balls to be thrown at you. That's more opportunities for you to make plays. So, just got to keep doing right, and that ball going to come in my hands. So, I'm just going to be ready for it.
All right, it's Wednesday already. I'm sure you've looked at some Texans film. What kind of challenges are you facing personally coming up on Sunday?
You know, the same challenges as every week. You know, every guy's athletic, but we have definitely a big dog in DeAndre Hopkins, you know, a guy that's renowned in this league as one of the top receivers. We're just going to play our game, though. You know, it's always about us, always about our technique, always about how close we can get during the week, and we're going to be confident going in and hopefully make some plays.
You don't have a lot of time for video games. You're very busy. But when you do, how are you dividing your Fortnite Madden time?
So it's 2K season right now.
Okay.
It's 2K season right now.
Okay, who are you using?
That's my career. I'm using myself.
Oh. Okay, how tall are you? What position are you? And what team are you on?
All right, 6'9", slashing shot creator on the Rockets. Yeah, 90. I'm 90 overall, about to be a 91.
Okay.
Probably by next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
We need you to do a favor for us. We're big Maverick guys. Mm. Can you play with Luca and then give us a 2K report?
Okay, I could do that for y'all.
It'd be nice.
Okay.
It'd be
a nice thing
to do. I mean, I don't want to be pushy, but it'd be a nice thing.
I'll try to drop 30 with him, 30 okay. or 40 with him. See what I can do.
Do you have a good feel for his game yet? I mean, we're all learning, but he works on the Mavs TV broadcast. He knows better than most, but do you have a good feel for what Luca is? Like, I'd like to get your scouting report now, what you think he is, and then after you watch him play and play with him in 2K, who is Luka Doncic? What's his game like? Who do you compare him to right now in your mind?
Compare him to, he's kind of like, he got a little jumper, but he's kind of a smaller version of Jokic, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like in terms of the passing, the style of play, creativity, but definitely has a little bit more athleticism than him. But yeah, we'll see what he is. You know, I got to get on the sticks and find out, but yeah, I think he's a good player.
Awesome. I want to give you some love because I had a conversation with someone a couple days ago about how Denver runs their offense through Jokic.
Oh, yeah,
and the Mavs
will
do the same thing even though they're not point guards.
Okay, there you go.
So I like where your head's at there. I want to give you some love.
Yeah, appreciate it. You know, I'm a good scout.
So before we let you go, so you've been playing a lot of 2K, so basically your Madden skills and your Fortnite skills are slipping a little bit?
Never.
Oh, come on. You got to be honest. Really?
I mean, come on. Like, when you one of the best, that don't leave. That don't leave. LeBron been the best in the league for how long? It don't stop.
If he took a month off.
Jordan took 3 years off.
Okay, came back.
So
that's real. Okay, so Dennis Smith Jr. and Luka Doncic play Fortnite all the time. Can we hook it up to where we can make a love connection here? You can go get on the island, go play with those guys.
If they need that, you know what I'm saying? We could be on the squads, run some squads, or if they want to hit the playground and find out that I'm better than them, we could do that too. So. That's up to them.
All right, guys, there he goes. That's the greatness of Cheeto.
Thank you, Ben.
Great, man.
Yeah,
he's a stud. He's a stud, and he is – I can't imagine at what point in his career people were targeting him. Just like saying, hey, let's go after Cheeto Awuzie. He's always been the best corner on his team at every turn, even last season. So this is the first time maybe in his entire football career. It's got to be a little bit shocking.
Were there people that had first-round grades on him?
Some did, late first round.
I just remember him being pissed off that he didn't go in the first round.
Yeah. No. And I think he easily could have. I was worried about him because some of the tape I saw, he was fighting a turf toe situation, and he had some games where he just wasn't moving very well. But that's the situation. Now, if you think about that, though, on one side, Cheeto, rookie deal, that's fine for two more years after this. Byron, let's say Byron finishes off the year strong, okay? Finishes off the year at the level he's playing right now. It's time to go make a move. We're talking about spending top, like high-end money, tier one player money on defensive end, DeMarcus Lawrence, and Byron in one offseason. You think they can do that? Do you think they will do that?
I think a lot of it depends on what they're going to do at quarterback. Because that
franchise Byron?
That decides everything, right? Like, if you have to spend a ton of money on your quarterback, it's hard to spend money elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be a blessing if Dak ends up not being the big franchise $20 million a year guy. You may end up taking a young quarterback before you have to give him that contract and just kind of having the reins passed from one young promising quarterback to another one.
What if Dak takes a lesser deal? I mean, it's still going to be, you're still going to have to pay him. It's the quarterback position. Because of the benefit of being quarterback of the Cowboys and all the extra money that you make long term.
Yeah, that's fine. But also, think about this. And there's a lot of this comes down to agents and stuff. Byron seemed like the type of guy who might not be like, hey, I need to be the highest paid player.
For sure he doesn't. I don't think.
Doesn't seem like the type of guy, I like living in Dallas. Yeah. I like hanging out here. I'm looking at the money. And this is just average per year. I know contract structures always change. Right. Average per year. The 10th or 11th highest paid corner, Darius Slay, who I think is really, really good. $12 million per year. If you go up to the top, Josh Norman, $15 per year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's kind of Xavier Rhodes, $14 a year. Patrick Peterson, $14 a year. Kyle Fuller, $14 a year. Man, I think if you offered him five at 60.
Yeah, I was sitting there thinking 12 a year.
Given the Darius Slay contract.
Takes him to his prime.
Save a little bit of money.
Yeah,
and then overpay for DeMarcus Lawrence because you're going to have to.
Yeah.
He's not going to have a huge body of work, so the marketplace isn't going to look at him as being a five-year stud corner.
Yeah.
He's got 1 year of good work as a corner. It's not his fault. And he'll probably have zero interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like he's a blanket corner who's getting a ton of interceptions like some of those higher-paid guys. I think that's where you – a guy who's a shutdown corner who also gets interceptions – that's maybe the difference of $3 million a year.
Yeah.
I think also, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how they use this $18 million they didn't spend this year. Because if you put that all towards a bonus to one of those guys, whether it's Tank or Byron, man, you can lower that hit moving forward dramatically. And if you think they're – I mean, the ages those guys are at, you'd think, okay, they're going to be here for 4 or 5 years.
And he'll be healthy. I mean, Byron will be healthy.
Right.
You know, DeMarcus Lawrence is a guy that we always ask about. If you think about a big difference in that game, when we all agree DeMarcus Lawrence was probably the entire key to that game, aside from Zeke. But, you know, that'd be a hard game to win without DeMarcus Lawrence doing what he did on the franchise tag at $17 million. You win the game by 2 points. The Lions pass rusher that they franchised, Zeke Onza, making the same thing DeMarcus Lawrence is and didn't play because he was hurt.
Oh, it's a killer.
Man, there's a big difference in that game right there. Mm-hmm. Our guy was on the field and yours wasn't.
And he got 3 sacks. No, it's a killer.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.